Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
I am super excited to have Peter Zinn with Trinet here with me today. So if you listen to episode number 70, you know that I have a personal passion for managing payroll the right way. My episode number 70 is hiring a community manager and avoiding payroll disasters. I will not retell the story, but suffice to say that the state of Illinois still sends me notices occasionally for things that I screwed up around payroll. And as an owner of a co-working space, I know how hard it is for entrepreneurs to get health insurance, health benefits, and to manage all those things. So with my GWA hat on for a minute, we have partnered with Trinet to help solve this problem. So I want to talk with Peter today, who's my main contact. Peter has also been an entrepreneur and has a very interesting background that we're going to talk about today. And I was looking up when I was getting my coffee this morning, what is Peter's official title? And Peter, I had no idea. I love your title. Peter's title on LinkedIn is strategic partner to the co-working space industry. So that made me even more excited to have him on today. And then I looked at the rest of your background, Peter, and I have to say, I didn't know. I want to hear the Peter Zinn story. So some surprising, like educational job history back here. So Peter's going to tell us kind of about him and his background and how he got to Trinet. And then we're going to get into what Trinet does for the entrepreneurial ecosystem in our co-working spaces. So Peter, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Okay. Yeah. So a little background on me. Is that good?
Yeah. Tell us about you. To start with today, you're in Manhattan at the Trinet offices, but Peter can most often be found working out of a co-working space.
That's right. I'm in a different space every day of the week. You know, here in New York, there's plenty to choose from. So it's a fascinating life to see how each space, you know, what their culture is and how they operate. So my background, I started out as a fifth and seventh grade English teacher at a private school on the North Shore of Chicago, and which was a great job. I was in my 20s, but I didn't make any money. And at that time, we learned that, you know, there are all these fundraisers going on where, you know, they wanted the students to go out and sell chocolate bars and things like that. And I couldn't stand that. So myself and some of the other teachers put a program together called Green School Project. And it's a e-waste recycler fundraiser for schools and nonprofits. And we started it at our school, and it just exploded, where we would collect mobile devices and printer cartridges and things like that, and we'd send them off to these recycling facilities, and they'd pay them for it, or pay us for them, too. So around that time was when the first dot-com boom was happening, and we decided to go ahead and invest in, you know, building a website and doing all those things. And we grew this program to be a national program. We had about 30,000 schools and nonprofits around the country participate. And we raised millions of dollars for schools and diverted millions of tons of waste from the landfill. And I had started this in my apartment, and I was really depressed when I ran it. I was sitting around in my apartment trying to make decisions, didn't have anyone to talk to. And I finally made that initial first step, which I think everybody who works in a shared space can relate to, and that is finding a good workspace. And at that time, we just moved to Brooklyn, so I went to a wonderful space called the Brooklyn Creative League. Mm-hmm. And I set up shop there, and everything changed. My mood changed. My business improved. I had people to talk to. I had people to network with. I had guys helping me develop an app for the program. I had marketing people all at my fingertips. And, you know, I immediately understood how important it is to be in a co-working space environment as an entrepreneur. And I grew my company from just myself and some 1099s to 5 full-time employees. And then I ultimately sold the business. And I have to credit being in a co-working space. I have to give them a lot of credit in terms of the success of that business. So after I sold the company, I had a non-compete and I couldn't work in the industry for a while. And I ultimately ended up coming to Trinet. And Trinet was interested in me because Trinet works with entrepreneurs. That's what they do. They only work with small businesses, and they were interested in my background. And it was the perfect place for me to be, frankly, because I get to work with entrepreneurs every day. I hope that's enough background, Jamie. Let me know if you want me to keep going here. I'll go all day.
No, I love that. It's such a unique, you know, I was looking at your education, NYU Master of Fine Arts in Dramatic Writing, then you spent some time in London.
Right. Let me just justify it. So when I took the non-compete period, I went and got a degree in dramatic writing. Something I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
What are you going to do with that? Are you going to write a book?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. You know, it's just something I always wanted to do.
Yeah. A passion thing. No, I love it. Good.
Yeah. I had time to kill.
Totally.
I had a non-compete period to kind of, you know, deal with. So why not go get a playwriting degree?
I love it when people have something sort of unique that they're into. And I just wanted to mention, so we had Trinet come do some events at Enterspace in Palo Alto, and our Trinet rep is also an entrepreneur. He has like startups that he works on. And yeah. I just love that because I was like, oh, he totally gets my members because he's one of them. And so he came
That's right.
And it's really related to him really well because he was talking about what he's working on and he's done some fundraising in the past. And I think that's a really unique part of your culture. I'm sure not everyone at Trinet is a current or former entrepreneur, but the fact that they sort of support like, oh, you got a unique background and maybe you're still working on some side hustles and it makes you really relatable. I like it.
You know, I had never worked for a big company before and I was always envious of my friends who had all those big company perks, which is why, you know, I think Trinet's a good model for small business, but I didn't know about Trinet when I was an entrepreneur and I wanted to have that big company experience. I was really nervous about it for the reasons I think all we entrepreneurs are. But what's great about Trinet is, you know, we work with entrepreneurs. You know, we champion small business. You know, we don't work with one Fortune 500 company, you know, so it's like, this is great. You know, and they give us a lot of, you know, independence because they want us to go out and kind of, you know, work one-on-one with entrepreneurs. So it's a great fit for a lot of us. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so let's talk about what Trinet does and how it fits into co-working.
Yes. So Trinet, and I think, you know, I have to credit my colleague, Dave Burkow, for seeing 7 years ago how Trinet would be a great partner to co-working. Do you need me to provide a quick background to what Trinet does?
Yeah, I think for people who don't know, yeah, any sort of kind of whatever detail it makes sense for you to share. And we'll tell people how to get, you know, more. And this is not a sales pitch. It's more about helping people understand what's available. So don't feel like you have to get into sort of technical details. We can send people in the right direction for that. But I think there are probably people listening who don't know. So yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I'll just give the real easy description. We're an outsourced HR solution for small business. So all that stuff you don't want to deal with as an entrepreneur, as an employer, we handle it all. So you don't have to deal with it and you can focus on your business. And by doing that, we've pooled all of our clients together. We now have access to really large group Fortune 500 level employee benefits that we can pass on to you and your employees when you become a partner of ours. And so that's essentially what we do.
Let me chime in real quick. So I used Trinet for my Chicago location when I had that. Now our association manager is part of the Trinet family. And I love it because so she wasn't using the benefits immediately. She just switched and put her family on it. And she's like taking her kids to the dentist, doing all the doctor's appointments. And she's like, I have access to all the things that she had when she worked for a bigger company. And it's such a talent retainer, you know, to know that we're a small team, but Trinet allows us to provide those benefits. She has access to investing in a 401k, which she's already taking advantage of. And then I don't have to worry about any of the details. I mean, I read the emails, you know, I'm the admin for the program. So anytime there's an update or something I need to know, you know, I get the email and I'm aware. Oh, and I got a notice from, Megan's in Illinois. I got a notice from something payroll related that they claimed we hadn't taken care of. And I was like, I'll let Trinet take care of that. Yeah. And I faxed the form to my Trinet contact who responds immediately anytime I send anything. And she's like, yeah, we're on it. Don't worry about it. And that is like everything, because we're a small team. I don't have time to worry about these things. So, and we're hiring a marketing person. And, you know, I put right on the job description, like you have access to healthcare benefits. And that's a big deal, I think, for small companies to be able to recruit the right people.
For me, it levels the playing field for small business and for entrepreneurs. Again, I struggled as an entrepreneur. I was wooing employees. You know, I was hiring teachers who had really good benefits, you know, and they would ask me about that. And I couldn't offer them benefits, you know, so you know, through a TriNet partnership, I could offer them benefits that were just as good as those or even better than those benefits they were getting as teachers, you know, and 401k plan, forget about it. We never offered anything like that, you know? So, you know, for those candidates that are looking at working at like a Google or a Microsoft, you know, we can actually offer the same level of benefits that those guys can, you know? So that's really, I think, appealing. And so, yes, in terms of the co-working space partnership, we started 7 years ago. This is before I was with TriNet. My colleague Dave Burkow started a partnership with WeWork, right? Dave and the owner of WeWork, I think, knew each other, and they decided they were going to kick the tires. And this is back when WeWork just had a handful of locations in New York. And it turned out that they learned through that process that benefits is a really enticing way to create a stickiness in your space. You know, I think, you know, the great thing about shared space is that shared space operators don't require leases, you know, or long-term leases. The downside is that the clients are transient, you know, they keep moving on. But if they're getting their benefits at a significant discount and their HR services at a significant discount through their shared space, they're not going to leave. You know, no one wants to mess with their good benefits. If you're getting good benefits, it's really the number one reason people don't leave a job is because they don't want to lose their benefits. You know, no matter how miserable they are at work, I need these benefits. Well, TriNet enables people to have those benefits. And better yet, people who are in GWA spaces now have those same benefits at, you know, ridiculous discounts. And if those members are going to leave the space, when they come up for renewal, those rates are going to shoot right back up. So if they're going to leave, it's a good opportunity to say, hey, maybe you want to stay, or at least how about converting to a virtual membership so you can, you know, continue to have the benefits through TriNet at the rates that you pay.
Yeah. I think just to kind of reiterate what Peter just described. So as a GWA member, and if you're not one, it's easy to do. We'll put all the details in the show notes, but you can get access to TriNet benefits for your team, but also you can extend that to your members, which is a huge value. And I get all of the submissions on the website, and we've just had really a tremendous uptake from a lot of locations that are rolling this out to their members. And I see them come through, and I just, like, I love it. You see the, you know, individual names and sort of the area code, and I can see where they're coming from, and they're all over the country. And it's a huge benefit. And as Peter said, so they have to be members in order to get our special pricing. And one strategy that I love is if they're going to leave because, you know, their family moves or, you know, some other reason that is sort of out of control, and then you can offer them the option to retain, you know, a virtual membership, and you could increase the price of the package that includes the TriNet benefits, because through our pricing, they could save a lot of money every month with that pricing. And so you could kind of roll some of that into a virtual package or not. You could choose to just make it, you know, a benefit to sticking with you, and you don't have to increase the price, but it's an option if it's something you want to test out. So, I mean, Peter, you've been in the field. Do you have any kind of case studies or stories you want to share about spaces that are adopting the benefits?
Yeah. You know, I've found that connection with the community manager. I mean, I think community managers are looking for unique ways and things to talk about when they're running a tour or talking to a prospect. And again, I'll refer to WeWork, you know, and I don't handle the WeWork partnership, but what they've learned, it's usually about the third question the WeWork community manager will ask is, hey, how are you handling your benefits and HR, you know? And, you know, usually the response is, well, we're piecemealing it together. And then the response to that is, well, we have our own in-house program through TriNet. You may be interested in learning about it because it's part of our membership. And then at that point, the community manager will hand the prospect off to us, and we'll run them through the whole quoting process. And that we've found, you know, the community managers who really embrace this piece have had great success. We reward those community managers through TriNet. We give them incentives, gift cards, things like that. And so I think, you know, I would recommend putting us in touch with your community manager and let us give your community manager some tools to use when they're going through the sales process. We don't expect them to have like a granular discussion about TriNet or HR, anything like that. But we can just talk them through a basic way to gauge the prospect's interest and then hand off the prospect to us. I mean, you know, I'll use a few examples. The Yard is one here in New York. they utilize our local consultant here, and she is working side by side with a lot of those community managers at their locations all around New York. And their folks are signing up, they're staying in the space, prospects are coming in. I think we've learned that it's a valuable tool for them. Novel is another one. They really want to become integrated into their sales process, you know, so that their community managers, it becomes a standard in their delivery, so that when they're talking about the value of being a Novel member, it includes access to large group benefits. And I think that gives everyone a little bit of an advantage over the competition that don't have this GWA partnership in place.
I think that the community manager point is a great one, because we're always looking for, you know, on a tour, our approach is always like to try to help somebody see, you know, first to get to know them and then try to demonstrate to them what your experience was. Like, what are the benefits to being here? How can this change, you know, your experience and your business? And so to be able to say, look, you know, if you're struggling with healthcare benefits or trying to administer them, we have a solve for that too. You know, we have an option that you should check out. And I think that's just one of those others, like, just adds to their list of, yeah, I need to get out of the house, or, you know, out of the
that's
other
right.
space, not working or whatever that is. It's pretty compelling.
Well, and I say this, like, your first step when you're making, when you finally decide, when you know, I've been there, you're sitting in your apartment and you want to become an official business, is to get a space, right? The second step is to set up your HR infrastructure. You know, those are really the two essential needs of running a business. You need to have a space, and you need to be compliant. And once you start being an employer, you need to be compliant and have that infrastructure set up. And just like shared space, you're able to outsource all that stuff you don't want to deal with that deals with having an office space. We're going to handle the whole HR, you know, component of your business. So like, you as an entrepreneur can do what you want to do, which is focus on your business and grow your business. So I feel like that's why us working with shared space operators, we just work hand in hand. You know, our prospects are your prospects. You know, we want to deliver as much business to you guys as we possibly can, because it's only going to benefit us. The other thing I'll mention, too, is about the way that I run the program. And I run it with my colleague, April Marsland, and she's one of the most successful consultants we have at TriNet. Out of, you know, 700 sales consultants, she's one of probably five who are the highest performing. And she is, I'm very fortunate to have her. And what we've done is we've kind of set up a culture where we're not an aggressive sales organization. Like, when we come into your space, the last thing we want to do is hound your members and try and talk to them about HR. Because frankly, no one really wants to talk about that. It's a necessity. Everyone puts it off because they don't want to have to deal with it, right? But at some point they feel HR pain and they're going to need us. So our approach is to do a happy hour, you know, do some outreach where we'll provide template emails to just create awareness so members know about us and know that it's there. The experience that I found is every space is going to have, like, depending on its size, a handful of members who are going through severe, what I call HR pain, and they're going to need to talk to us right away. They just got hit with a huge increase on their insurance. They got funding and they need to hire a bunch of people really fast. They need to hire someone who's insisting on having really good benefits. They'll come to us, talk to us, we'll set them up right away, get them up and running. A lot of them will say, you know, I'm not sure if I'm ready for this, but man, this is really cool to know that I get this through my space. And I bet you one day I'm going to want to use that. And that's truly true. You know, like, they'll feel the need for us and they'll have kind of the assurance that they know that this is there for them, that their benefits and their HR piece is covered and ready for when they need it. And I think it's a really good selling point for an operator to let all their members know that this is something that's available for them when they need it.
Yeah, and I think an important point there is members may not be articulating this need because, like you said, like, it's not something people necessarily sort of talk about. It's not the sexiest topic. It's the thing that, like, is on their to-do list. It's kind of driving them nuts because they don't, you know, if they haven't done it before, they don't know how to do it. And how do I solve this problem? It's not really driving my business forward, but I have to deal with
That's
it.
Right.
We have a GWA member who, he has a space, and he, part of what he offers is advising to startup companies. And he said one of the first questions they ask a group that comes in is, how do you handle your HR? Because they don't even want to, like, get started with the company until they have that stuff in order, because they see it as such a big distraction. So they love the TriNet solution because they just say, do this, you know, check
that
box, you'll be done. And you don't have to worry about it. Yeah,
that's right. And one thing I'll mention too, it's for a lot of your members who are those, like, tech startup companies. I mean, you know, every type of industry on our platform, that was really our focus back in the day, and it continues to be. I mean, some of our more famous clients were Snapchat. Netflix was 5 employees in a shared space. When they came on board with Trinet, they grew to over 1,000 employees. You know, our goal is for them to outgrow us, so they actually need their own in-house HR program. But, you know, those tech startup companies who are out trying to get funding, and they need to, like, kind of show their potential investors that they have their HR house in order. When investors see that there's a Trinet partnership in place, that relieves that concern. You know, you're compliant. You know, if you do find yourself in a wrongful termination lawsuit, Trinet's going to have skin in the game, and they're going to be right alongside you in that lawsuit. You know, all those things that I think investors get nervous about, they know that, you know, you've got the number one HR partner, you know, on your team. And, you know, that's an important piece, especially if you're a company that's developing technology that's going to grow fast and attract employees quickly. You want to make sure that everything is in order. You know, I have 5 employees. I didn't do a good job taking care of that stuff. And through my experience of learning about what happens to companies who don't take care of that stuff, I'm just super lucky. You know, I was that guy that said, do I really need to deal with that? I don't have to deal with that. You know, oh, they're 1099s. You know, that they're not W-2s. All the things that relate to being an employer, I mean, you take on tremendous responsibility. And I shirked those. And man, I'm lucky I got away with what I did. All that stuff falls on us. You know, all that risk-related things, compliance, making sure the employee handbook's up to date, all that stuff, that falls on our shoulders. You know, you as a Trinet client don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Whew. And most entrepreneurs don't, like, their personality is not aligned with dealing with those details. So it's, the perfect relationship. So let's talk about how we learn more about Trinet, and then we'll talk about our New York event. So if you're interested in learning more about Trinet, you don't have to be a GWA member to learn and to understand what the benefits are under the GWA. You can join after the fact. Go to globalworkspace.org/Trinet, T-R-I-N-E-T. I'll put the link in the show notes also. Oh, Peter, this is what I was going to ask. How long has Trinet been around?
Trinet's been around 30 years, you know, which is a long time for, we're called a PEO, Professional Employer Organization. And we were one of the earliest kind of companies to indoctrinate this model of being an employer for small business. I mean, we started in your neck of the woods in San Leandro, California, 30 years ago.
Right. It feels like one of those models that's new and startup-y, but it's totally not. They've been doing this for decades and they know what they're doing, and it's, you know, you're not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. And to be honest, there are now, I think, over 700 PEOs. They all have a different way that they do things. But, you know, one of the things I will say about Trinet is it's a partnership. We're handling your payroll. You know, we're employing your employees or co-employing them. You definitely want someone that's been around and is trusted and is certified and, you know, has all the proper insurance. We're one of those guys. Absolutely.
Perfect. So the GWA runs monthly, we call them virtual live events, where we do some professional development topics for co-working space operators and other folks in the industry. And we run them virtually, typically, but we decided to take our most popular topic of 2018 and host it live in New York. And Trinet is our sponsor partner for this series. So they're supporting us with the event in New York, and we're hosting it at one of Peter's favorite spots in the city, the Players Club. Peter, do you want to tell us a little bit about the venue?
Yeah. So this place is amazing. It's called the Players Club. Now that sounds a little devious, but it's not. It's a completely legit place. It's been around since the 1880s, I believe. And it's an old mansion right on Gramercy Park. And it was the home of Edwin Booth. And Edwin Booth was kind of like the George Clooney of his time. He was the most famous, most recognized actor, Shakespearean actor in the United States. Everybody knew who he was. And he at one point decided he wanted to make his home into a club where people of the arts and people of finance could commingle and talk about arts and talk about business. And to this day, it still maintains about a 60-40%, 60 artists, filmmakers, theater practitioners, novelists, journalists, you know, visual artists, and then the other 40% are all business people. And we all congregate at his home, which is now our club, and it's got a tremendous bar. Mark Twain was one of the founding members. His pool cue hangs above the pool table and the grill. We've got a lot of famous members. Jimmy Fallon's a member, Ethan Hawke, Alec Baldwin, I believe, is still a member. And back in the heyday, every famous movie star was a member. Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, Katherine Hepburn. And when you come to the club to this event, their paintings are adorn all the walls of the club. So it's a really neat place to have a tour, and it's a really unique place in New York. I'm just so happy the guy donated his house, because it would be like some very rich person's home that no one would ever have access to. But now, right, you know, people like me can come and hang out there. So
yeah, and people like us. So they have an event space. So we're going to host our workshop there. So we're doing lunch and then a workshop and then breakouts and then happy hour and tours of the space. And the topic is staffing as you scale. So really trying to unpack for people who are expanding, thinking about doing another location. What does it look like to grow your team, to maintain your culture over multiple locations, to add to your executive team, kind of what triggers those additions? What does that look like? What kind of systems do you have in place to manage a team and to grow across locations? So we have some great speakers who are going to share their experience. So I've interviewed all of them. So I'm creating kind of a content highlight that I'm going to deliver, and then they're going to color in with stories and answer questions. So Shlomo from Bond Collective is going to share his story, Justin Stewart from Industrious, Kane Wilmot from IQ Office Suites in Toronto, and Bill Jacobson from WorkBar. And we are in the process of adding a couple of ladies to that panel as well. So we're really excited about the expertise on the panel along with the venue. So that is November 15th. It's in New York. So if you're in or near the area, come join us. And that event is on the events page on the GWA website. And I'll also put that in the show notes. Peter, anything else we want to close with? I'll make sure all the links to TriNet to learn more are in the show notes. Anything else we want to add?
I guess just, you know, I got to say, like, I'm excited to be working in this industry. Like, I got to say, I really love my job. I mean, it's really fun to meet shared space operators. You're all so different and unique from one another. Everyone has their own kind of way that they're presenting this. And I think they're all fascinating. So I appreciate the work that you guys do. I appreciate that you let me come into your space and let me give me access to your members. And, you know, feel free to reach out to me anytime or my colleague, April. You know, we're not going to try and sell you on anything. We're happy to talk to you. We're just, you know, I mean, I guess what I'd like to say is you guys make my job really interesting. You know, and Jamie said, HR is not the most exciting topic, but co-working space and being part of this revolution is really exciting. So I appreciate what everybody does.
Awesome. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.